Hi, this is Tony Finucane, Cover Magazine, and in this third episode on our journey in Introtech, I'm speaking to Tavio Roxo, the CEO of Els Software. Tavio, thank you very much for talking to me.
Hi, Tony. Thank you very much for having me.
Tavio, let's start off with, Introtech is all about innovation and so on. And so I want to just ask you, first of all, for your view on where do you think we're at with innovation in the insurance industry?
So when we talk about innovation in the insurance industry, I think we're specifically referring to the South African insurance industry.
That's it, yes.
And I think South Africa is pretty sophisticated by comparison to other jurisdictions in the world, especially if you compare it to the rest of Africa. We certainly quite high in terms of technological innovation in the methodology of distribution of insurance products, as well as the back-end administration and efficiencies relating to leveraging off technology. By comparison to the rest of the world, if you travel to the States and to the UK perhaps, you'll notice that that market is a much larger market. And due to it being much larger, even though there is a fair amount of innovation in insurance, I think that in South Africa, the insurers are forced to make innovation and the use of technology one of the core elements of their strategies, because it's the only way they are able to get more market share without incurring significantly higher costs. Whereas in the other jurisdictions, because of those market sizes, there isn't such a drive for innovation because the market is so big. They are able to get access without implementing new ideas and new technologies. So in short, I think that the South African market is certainly well leveraged in terms of utilizing innovation and technology in order to try and operate in this jurisdiction.
Yeah. So in that light, with innovation being, there's quite a focus on innovation and so on, as you say, do you think we will see any big changes in the near future, or do you think it will just be a gradual sort of change and a gradual acceptance of innovative technologies?
So, I mean, that's the age-old question. Is there going to be a new technology that comes into the market that will essentially dispossess all the current incumbents? I don't know whether that will happen, and the reason why is because I think a large majority of insurance business in South Africa is done at a corporate and a group level. And I don't know whether that market will be able to be dislodged by a new technology. But the direct market, the distribution methodology in order to get to the end policyholder, that market could very well be thrown on its head with new technologies and methods to be able to get to those markets. But I think that when you're talking about innovations of technology in the insurance industry, I alluded to earlier, I think you have to draw a distinction between, I see two broad sort of pillars. The first is the technological leveraging to be able to get to market, and then also on the back end, using technology in order to make processes more efficient and frictionless. In the insurance life cycle, in the policyholder's journey from inception through claims. And I think on that back-end process, there's a fair amount of innovation already occurring. And I think a large majority of that innovation is linked into integrations with other data sources and other best-of-breed systems and technologies. So by way of example, a short-term manufacturer integrating with a GPS receiver in a car in order to obtain real-time driver information about drivers' habits in order to drive premium and risk mitigation. Those are the kind of integrations that you can see in the back end that are happening every day and are constantly evolving, so that we wake up in a year from now and we actually performing the insurance business different to what we were 12 months prior.
Okay, and then on the back of what you're saying there, if I can put you on the spot, do you see any specific big thing jumping out as to where you think there will be a big change or a big innovation?
You know, you asked me this question prior to the interview, and I've given it a fair amount of thought. And if I say that there is no change, and then there is a big change, I would be wrong. And the reverse is also true. But I think my feeling is that even though there will be a fair amount of incremental innovation leveraging off technology over the next 12 months, so short term, I don't see any significant changes in the distribution or back-end processes that insurers use or the methodologies that they go to market. And the reason why is because of the regulatory framework within they operate.
Yes.
Will not change significantly in order to allow that. And if any new incumbents do come in, they'll still have to fit in with that regulatory environment. I think that the risk is if there is an international insurer or an international insurance type business online that is based out of a neutral jurisdiction which doesn't have to be compliant with South African regulations. I think that could potentially be a risk factor for a large change in the direct market.
That's very interesting. Yeah, it's great to see. I mean, FSCA are very proactive in this space at the moment with their latest scoping report coming out. And I see we've got quite a few people from the FSCA also participating at the conference and so on. So it does look like they are taking it seriously and wanting to make it work for the market.
Of course. A very well-organized and regulated market is not a bad thing for the policyholder, for the insurers, and for all the intermediaries in between. Mm. I think it's just the manner in which it is regulated. You know, where you don't want to stifle innovation, you don't want to stifle growth, but you want to ensure that the FSCA does what they're mandated to do, i.e. to protect the end policyholder.
Mm. Mm. Yep. Well, Tavio, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to your discussion at the conference in March and looking forward to see you there.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Thanks, and thanks for your contribution as a lead sponsor.
Thank you. Chat soon.